1,205,064. The Denver Broncos are set to face off against the Atlanta Falcons in what promises to be an exciting matchup. Both teams have shown flashes of brilliance this season, but consistency remains the key. Denver's defense has been strong, while their offense is still finding its rhythm. Conversely, the Falcons bring a solid offensive attack that will challenge the Broncos. Special teams could play a big role in this game, as Denver's unit has been one of the best in the league. Fans can expect a hard-fought battle with key players and strategies shaping the outcome. Must-watch matchups. The Denver Broncos' defense has been strong this season. They are known for their ability to pressure opposing quarterbacks. They excel in creating turnovers and stopping the run. In their matchup against the Atlanta Falcons, the Broncos will look to capitalize on the Falcons' offensive struggles. If they can disrupt the rhythm of Atlanta's offense, it could lead to big plays for the defense and set the tone for the game. The Falcons' offensive line faces a tough challenge against the Broncos' pass rush. They will need to protect their quarterback and create space for their running game. The key will be how well they can handle Denver's defensive ends and linebackers, who are quick and aggressive. If the offensive line can hold their ground, the Falcons could find success moving the ball down the field. Wide receivers like Cortland Sutton and rookie Troy Franklin will be crucial for the Broncos as they face off against the Falcons' secondary. Sutton brings experience and size, while Franklin adds speed and playmaking ability. This matchup could determine how effective the Broncos' offense is. If they can connect on big plays, it might open up opportunities for their running game and keep the Falcons on their toes. Special team secrets. Riley Dixon has been impressive this season as the Broncos' punter. With his strong leg, he can change field position, which is crucial in tight games. Dixon's skill in placing punts inside the 20-yard line makes it harder for opponents to start their drives. If he continues performing at this level, he can give the Broncos a significant advantage by forcing the Falcons to begin their possessions deeper into their territory. Kicker Will Lutz has also played a key role in the Broncos' special teams. He has been reliable with his kicks, missing only one field goal attempt this season. Lutz's accuracy, especially from 30 to 49 yards, means that Denver can count on him to score points when drives stall. His ability to make crucial field goals can influence the game's outcome, especially in close matchups like this one against the Falcons. Marvin Mims Jr. adds another layer of effectiveness to the Broncos' special teams with his work on kick returns. Averaging 25.8 yards per return, he can provide an excellent starting field position. His speed and awareness help the Broncos gain valuable yards before the offense even takes the field. Mims' performance on kick returns can set the tone for the game, making it easier for the Broncos to score against the Falcons. Falcons' offensive game plan. The Atlanta Falcons aim to create a balanced offensive attack against the Denver Broncos. They will likely focus on running the ball effectively to set up play-action passes. By establishing the run, the Falcons can keep the Broncos' defense guessing and create opportunities for their quarterback to find open receivers downfield. This approach will make their offense more unpredictable and hard to defend. However, the Falcons face a tough challenge with the Broncos' top-ranked defense. Denver has shown they can limit opponents' scoring and pressure the quarterback effectively. The Falcons must be prepared to face strong tackling and quick defensive plays. They need to be smart with their offensive strategies to avoid being one-dimensional, which could make it easier for the Broncos to shut them down. Key players for the Falcons will be crucial in executing this game plan. Running back Tyler Allgeier could be vital in the ground game, providing hard-earned yards. Wide receiver Drake London will also need to step up and make plays in the passing game. If these players succeed against the Broncos' defense, it will give Atlanta a better chance to compete and score points in this matchup. Rising star, Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin has been making a name for himself with his recent performances for the Denver Broncos. In the last few games, he has quickly become one of the team's most important targets. His chemistry with quarterback Bo Nix, built during their time together at Oregon, has shown on the field. Franklin's speed and ability to catch passes have helped him stand out, giving the Broncos a boost in their passing game. Against the Atlanta Falcons, Franklin has a great chance to exploit their secondary. The Falcons have sometimes struggled to defend against quick receivers, and Franklin's agility can create mismatches. He could have a big game if he can find the soft spots in the Falcons' defense. This could be a perfect opportunity to show off his skills and contribute to the Broncos' offense. With starting receiver Josh Reynolds out due to injury, Franklin's role becomes even more crucial. He will likely see more targets and have a chance to step into a bigger spotlight. This added responsibility could help Franklin grow as a player while also giving the Broncos a reliable option in the passing game. His performance could be key to the Broncos' success against the Falcons. Field position matters. Starting field position can greatly affect the outcome of a game, and the Denver Broncos have an edge thanks to their special teams play. With punter Riley Dixon consistently pinning opponents deep in their territory and kicker Will Lutz hitting most of his kicks, the Broncos often start their drives in favorable spots. This advantage can help them score points more easily and keep pressure on their opponents. On the other hand, the Atlanta Falcons need to counter this advantage with their return game. If their returners can find gaps and make good decisions, they can set up their offense in better positions. Strong returns can shift momentum and give the Falcons a chance to score more efficiently. It will be crucial for them to create opportunities to maximize their starting field position. Both teams must limit mistakes in the kicking game to stay competitive. A missed field goal or a fumble on a return can change the game's flow. For the Broncos, maintaining their strong special teams performance is critical. For the Falcons, avoiding costly errors in their return game will be essential to keep the game close and give their offense a chance to succeed. Conclusion. As the Denver Broncos prepare to take on the Atlanta Falcons, fans can expect an exciting matchup filled with key plays and strategic battles. The Broncos will rely on their strong special teams and rising stars like Troy Franklin to make a difference on the field. Meanwhile, the Falcons will seek to establish a balanced offense and take advantage of any opportunities they can find. Both teams have unique strengths that could shape the game's outcome. Mark your calendars for Sunday, November 17, 2024, at 2:05 p.m., and head to Empower Field at Mile High in Denver. Whether you're watching from the stands or tuning in at home, this game promises to deliver action and drama. Don't miss the chance to see how these two teams compete and who comes out on top.